Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
We have some massive breaking news in the AI space, and this is in relation to Apple, who a lot of people have a lot of opinions on in regards to what they're doing with AI. But there's been some really interesting news lately that Apple is actually talking with OpenAI. They're talking with them about ChatGPT and doing some possible integrations into the iPhone. We know that Apple has a big developer conference coming up where they make a lot of announcements. We've heard rumors of them talking to Google Gemini and now Apple. Jamie, what do you make of Apple essentially talking to third parties for some of their AI needs and maybe doing less of it themselves?
Well, yeah, I think it's interesting, first of all, that the article said that they're talking with both OpenAI and Google. Those are like the two big ones, competitors, if you will. And it's also interesting that because Apple and Google, I feel like, have butted heads in the past too, that they're kind of willing friends with the enemy to make the best operating system they can for mobile. I don't know. Yeah. Whoever does win is going to probably ship their valuation because then this can be integrated into, you know, all Apple products really. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think it's interesting that they mentioned the chatbot being through Gemini instead of OpenAI. I don't know why that would be the case. I also don't know how, you know, accurate this article is.
Yeah, I think it's super fascinating. Of course, this is reported by Bloomberg, and again, you always got to take it with a little grain of salt when they're like, we have insiders in a company that have said X, Y, and Z. You don't know, like, is this, you know, literally legit, or is there, you know, some rumors going, because nothing's actually been confirmed by Apple in regards to this. One thing that is interesting, in my opinion, is the fact that we've seen Apple start coming out with a bunch of different AI models and plays, nothing like a big foundational model, but I think they're trying to show people like, hey, look, we haven't completely forgotten about AI. We're not like completely on the sidelines. So it looks like they're trying to like show a couple little image generators or little text generators. They're putting out these small models. I think it's interesting. The big thing that you're going to want to see from Apple, of course, is this like Siri getting completely replaced on there. I use my iPhone. Siri drives me crazy. I'm going to be 100% honest. I honestly have a ChatGPT app that I use more often. And I also have like on Messenger. I know it sounds funny. I don't know if you use Messenger much, Jamie, but Meta has now incorporated like an AI chatbot on Messenger with Llama 3, and they also have it on WhatsApp and Facebook. And like, I literally actually use that, and it's like actually quite useful. I was talking to someone recently that was, they're like, they had a problem fixing their bike tire. And they're like, yeah, I didn't know how to do it. And so in my brain, they were going to say, so I went to YouTube and watched a video. They're like, so I went to the Meta chat thing, and I like chatted with Llama 3 and it showed me how to do it, or told me how to do it. And I was just like, it breaks my brain sometimes. It's just like, I think when you take these software and stick them into an app that people are already used to using, all of a sudden it just like, people just start using it there. So I think that's cool because this is exactly what we're going to see out of Apple, right? Like, obviously they are crushing it on being the number one phone manufacturer, one of the top phone manufacturers. And so if they have these kind of AI tools integrated, it's going to get a ton of usage. So I think that you're going to have companies like OpenAI and Google fighting over who gets to be the default AI model on the iPhone.
Totally. Yeah, I totally agree. That's got to be, I mean, like I said, the valuation of whichever company, you know, gets chosen by Apple is going to be, they're going to be lucky, if you will, to get to hold that place. I think, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how AI gets integrated into mobile devices. I know I've seen up on Facebook, there's been this, it's called the Rabbit, I think, and it's like an AI phone of sorts. It basically has a full AI functionality, but it's like a retro looking phone. And it really, I think it's gotten a lot of hate because people are like, why couldn't this just be an app on a phone? And I think in a lot of ways they're right. And I think it will become an app on a phone through one of these two companies. So it'd be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I mean, to the point where I think right now, Google, if I remember correctly, is paying $7 billion a year to Apple to be the default search engine. And so if you think about it, like what has Meta done with this Llama 3 now that it's on top of WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger? They essentially have an audience of 3 billion users, I believe, on all Meta services. So now they have... essentially, it's a search engine, right? Like they have meta.ai. If you go to meta.ai, it's literally just like you can use it for free. It's like a search engine. I think Meta is going after Google for the search engine, and this is kind of the new wave. And so, yeah, if you think about it, like this is massive potential for disruption because right now, I think Google is a $2 trillion company, but take out like $500 million for YouTube. So $1.5 trillion. If you say like, let's say Meta is with 3 billion users is going to take 10% of the search market. We're talking like $150 billion that they could take right there. So it's kind of like, what is it worth to be the winner in this AI race right now? And I think we're going to see Meta, Google, Meta, Google, OpenAI fighting over who's like the default AI model on the iPhone if Apple doesn't just create their own. And my guess is that Apple is going to pick one of these people to partner at the beginning so that they can kind of get a jump start, get a head start on it. But then they're going to actually come out with their own eventually because, I mean, why would they pay a licensing deal when they don't have to? Google, I'm assuming, is going to figure out a way to have ads or push people towards a service or another. Even on their own with Gemini. So like there's got to be a monetization method there. So Google, it feels like, is going to want to not miss out on this opportunity, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Apple definitely, I think we've talked about this before, but they realize that they're a little bit behind the game. So partnering, you know, in this instance with, you know, Google or OpenAI is the best play right now. But like you said, I think I agree. In the future, they're going to come out with their own Siri AI, if you will, or something like that, you know, that hopefully, usually Apple stuff's pretty good. But I don't use Siri either. I prefer to use, you know, Alexa or anything, any other voice.
Literally
thing
anything.
Besides Siri, if I can help it.
So, anything except for Siri, I beg you. All right. Well, if you enjoyed the podcast episode today, if you learned something new, we would love it if you could leave us a review. There's a ton of amazing stuff happening in AI. We're happy to bring it to you. We hope that you enjoy it, and we hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.